Boker Tov, good morning. We are continuing Parashat Bamidbar. Today's class will be for the Rufu'ah, Shulamah, Bodhachani, Rufalam, Shemda, Barachal, Chadushan, Amen, Chanukam, Rufka, Saraman, Nisha, Laman, Sarah, Fabi, Debra, Rufka, Bodhachavi, Rufka, Bodhachir, Shulamah, Messer, Moshe, Ben Chanai, Fabi, Debra, Yavid, Amenifa, Chayas, Abdul Chanas, Imcham, Ben Makam, Rufalam, 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 Okay. Parashat Bamidbar, what's most interesting to mention and talk about, and I think I've spoken about this in the past before, but I'll talk about it again, is to recognize where the location is that Parashat Bamidbar happens. And of course, we know Parashat starts out by telling us Bamidbar Sinai in the desert. This is where the census, Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded to take a census of Am Yisrael. It was done in the desert. And not only that, what else was done in the desert? We know also the Torah was given in the desert, Har Sinai. And many different parts of Am Yisrael's greatness or different epitomes in the story of the Jewish people happened in the desert. And the question comes out, why did so many things for Am Yisrael happen in the desert? What's so special about the desert? Why not do it? You know, usually when you're having a huge event, you put it in a nice prestigious palace and a nice beautiful place. How come Hashem does all these types of things in the desert where it's hot, there's nowhere to, you know, nowhere to drink, nowhere to rest, nothing. You know, what's going on over there? What's the idea behind that? And even if you dive into the story, if we go into the story of what the Midrash says that when the Jewish people were being given the Torah, all of the other nations, the Gemara says in Masechet Avodah Zarah, Hashem came to all of the other nations first. And Hashem went to each and every nation and asked them, do you want to take the Torah? And they said, what's in it? And each nation, he would tell them the mitzvot that are inside, and each one would say, no, we can't do it, we can't do it, we can't do it. Until they got to Am Yisrael, and Am Yisrael, of course, we know, they said, Na'aseh nishma, we will do and we will listen. Now, what's so important about it being in the desert? So I'm going to tell you a very interesting chidush. What is interesting about a desert is that nobody owns the desert. The desert is hefker. The desert is ownerless. The desert, anybody who wants to come and go and move into a desert can go and move into a desert. There's no ownership in the desert. You can't say, oh, I own this part of the desert. There's no ownership. Why is that so important? When the Torah is being given in the desert, and when all of these events are happening for the Jewish people in the desert, what is it telling you? You can't say this belongs only to this person. You can't say this is his possession. The Torah is only belonging to you. The Torah, learning Torah is only for rabbis. Learning Torah is only for Talmidei Chachamim. You can't say that. Because Hashem made it an extremely important point that all of these events happen specifically in the desert to teach us that it's for all of Am Yisrael. Each and every one of us in Am Yisrael has an obligation to come close to Hashem, has an obligation to learn Torah. Because we're all included in that. All of Am Yisrael said, Na'aseh v'nishma, we'll do and we'll listen. If it was one person who said, no, we won't do that, it would be a big machloket. There would be a big argument. That wasn't how it was. Every single Jew and all of Am Yisrael. Why? Because when they recognized that Hashem was saying, it's up to you. Do you want this gift? Do you want this blessing? Do you want to take advantage? Yes? Bechavod, it's all yours. No? Okay, your loss. Hashem was telling them, I'm doing all of this in the desert to teach you that you can't think that, no, the Torah is only for me, it's not for this person. And I feel as though so many people in today's generation, their reason for not wanting to get close to Hashem, or at least their rationalizations for not getting close to Hashem, is they say that these type of things are for rabbis or for religious people. Learning Torah is for religious people. That's not true. There's in the first chapter of Yehoshua, the book of Yehoshua, Yehoshua says "Vehagita bo yomam v'layla." Says person has to learn Torah day and night, every single day and every single night. Every man has an obligation to learn Torah. We have an obligation. It doesn't matter whether you're extremely observant, you're a rabbi, or you're not. It doesn't matter if you're 10 years old, 20 years old, the Rambam says, even you're 80 years old. And so the Rambam asks, when he gets into halakhot of Talmud Torah, the Rambam says, okay, until what time? Until what age do you have to learn Torah? The Rambam says, until the day that you die. Until the moment that you're about to die and you're about to leave this world, you still have to be learning Torah. There's no exemption for Torah. That being said, every single Jew has to take upon themselves that I am obligated to learn Torah because that's my way of getting closer to Hashem. If a person doesn't conceptualize that and he thinks that, no, it's for these type of people, it's not for me, he's going against what the Torah believes in. Why would Hashem bring the Torah in the desert? Why would Hashem do all of these mitzvot in the desert? It's to teach you that you're included. You're part of it. It's not just for the rabbis. It's not just for Talmidei Chachamim. It's for every single Jew to connect to Hashem. Every single Jew has an obligation and an opportunity. And it's because Hashem said, I'm choosing to do it specifically in a desert where no one can come and say, it's mine. It belongs to me. You can't say that. It belongs to every single Jew of Am Yisrael. And I think when every single Jew has this mentality, this is what will bring all of the Jews closer to one another and closer to Am Yisrael, closer to Hashem. A Jew, a lot of times, feels distant from Hashem because they feel like, I can't fit in over here. This Beit HaKnesset, this shul is for more observant people. This shul is for, you know, types of people who are more to the right, more to the this, more to the... Why do we put people in buckets and box out people? Chas v'shalom, we should never do such a thing. This minyan is only for this type of people. No. A minyan is a congregation of all of Am Yisrael together. You know, the Rambam writes that when you have a minyan, when you have a group of 10 people coming to pray together, when there's sinners in the minyan, and there's tzaddikim in the minyan, and there's beinonim in the minyan, people all in the middle, Hashem loves that minyan. He loves the tefillah of a minyan, of a congregation, of Am Yisrael who comes together and does it together. Why? Because Hashem sees the unity when they're all doing it together. One of those tefillot won't go unanswered. Even those of the people who are sinners, Hashem still listens to them. Why? Because they're coming and doing it together. They're not saying the Torah is not for me. They're including themselves. And so this is why even the census, when Hashem says, take a census of all of Am Yisrael, you're counting who is in Am Yisrael, who is part of Am Yisrael. Each and every one of you are part. Why? Because I'm doing it in the desert. The desert is an ownerless place. If he would have done it somewhere else, maybe a Jew later on in the generations to come would have said, my forefather was Jewish, but I don't have to be. No, Hashem included you also. It was in the desert. Because it wasn't supposed to be that it's only for a specific part of the Jewish people. The Torah, the mitzvot, and every single part of it is for every single Jew to involve himself with, to take advantage of, and to use and take advantage of the opportunities. And I think if we have this mentality, if we teach people around us this mentality, the people who maybe don't know this, they feel as though it's only for a certain type of people, the Torah. It's not only for a certain type of people. If we teach everyone this, then all of Am Yisrael will come closer to Hashem. All of Am Yisrael should feel the responsibility, obligation, and the pleasure to be able to come closer to Hashem through His Torah and Mitzvot. May we all take advantage, may we all recognize this message that the Torah, the census of Am Yisrael, all of these Mitzvot, all these things were done in the desert to teach us that the Torah is not for one specific person. It's ownerless for anyone who wants to come and grab and take for themselves. Have a great day, everyone.